call. If your car has less than 130,000 miles, call 800-560-7340 now. That's 800-560-7340. 800-560-7340.
The final televised governor's debate in California was overshadowed by personal jabs. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The first few minutes of the debate were civil. Jerry Brown and Meg Whitman talked about the state's potential and the tough decisions ahead. Brown apologized about an aide who was caught on tape using a slur to refer to Whitman.
Every Californian, and especially women, know exactly what's going on here, and that is a deeply offensive term to women.
Brown tried to describe Whitman as a corporate executive trying to buy herself the state's top job.
I know what it is to say yes and what it is to say no. She's been in the bleachers looking from the internet company at what's happening in government.
Whitman says Brown left the state in worse shape after his last tenure as governor.
Some 40 state attorneys general are expected to announce a joint investigation today into the dubious signing of foreclosure documents in the mortgage industry. They are expected, among other things, to press the industry to increase help for homeowners facing foreclosure. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
American patriots across this nation now recognize that our own rights and freedoms are being jeopardized. Yet what we are now reaping began at least 40 plus years ago when all future generations were denied even the right to live. With Amendment 62, Colorado 2010 Personhood Amendment, we shall protect and defend the rights of all people. If we are not willing to extend these rights that we hold dear to all people, and not only all people today, but all people tomorrow, then we shall have no rights at all. For then we shall have already relinquished our own rights. For if all men are not created equal with certain inalienable rights, then these are no longer rights at all, but privileges bestowed upon us by the courts. And if a human being is not a person, then neither are we. Personhood is defining a person as a human being once and for all. Vote yes on Amendment 62.
This message has been paid for by Better Country Services, preparing for a better country.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Arthur Chan here, the American Freedom. And this morning is our guest, Mary Shamus, an Israeli patriot who was forced to come to the United States because of threats against his life. He was an investigative reporter in Israel for 30 years, uncovering the corruption at the highest levels of government. And he keeps us abreast of what's going on. So, Barry, what's going on over there in Israel?
Well, you got my latest article, I hope.
Yep, I did.
That's what's going on.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners, because they didn't get the article.
Well, there's a way of doing that, and I'll mention that later. But it's not that all that complicated, but it took me a while to sort out the strategy to get Israel by November 20th in Barcelona. Now, I'm going to do it chronologically because this was an extremely busy week for the grand setup. Now, in Barcelona, November 20th, the Mediterranean Union has got a big conference, and they have promised to bring peace, everlasting peace, no less, to the Middle East by November 20th. Now, lest anyone thinks the Vatican is in some way removed from this, well, I'll just start with the interfaith gathering in Barcelona this week. Worldwide interfaith, whatever that means, who knows what they gather to do, but they gather to be one people. And in this interfaith Barcelona gathering, the Pope sent a message to the gathering, and the gathering, whoever they are, invited the Pope to the Barcelona conference. Now, who knows who these people are, and who cares if they invite him or not, but he answered yes. And it appears that the Pope will be in Barcelona either just before the conference or even during the conference. This is extremely, extremely important to the Vatican. Forget the interfaith nonsense and the ruse that they used to get the Pope invited to Barcelona, supposedly not by the Mediterranean Union, but by a gathering of interfaith worshipers. It doesn't matter. The ruse is a stupid one. Nonetheless, that ruse is being exploited by the Pope, and yes, he will be in Barcelona. Now, we don't know if he's going to stay for the conference or not. It doesn't matter. Him arriving in Barcelona before or during the conference is extremely significant, especially in view of what began just 2 days ago. The Vatican had its first synod, I think, in history. If not in many millennia, the Vatican brought in 135 bishops and cardinals and representatives, and I'm going to talk about them shortly, to the Vatican to discuss the Middle East. Again, you may not know this, but this is very, very, very significant. I mean, why should the Vatican? What they claim is their main topic is the Christians being forced out of the Middle East, as if suddenly this was a discovery, that if you're a Christian in Bethlehem, your daughters are in danger of rape and you of murder and so on and so forth. This has been going on since the so-called peace accord was signed. They were head first, the PLO went for the Christians, just as fast as the Jews, and somehow this story has been buried for 15 years, but lo and behold, the Vatican discovered it and claimed that this is what the conference is about. However, if you look at the Pope's opening mass and what he said, and believe me, you have to read my article. I'm not going to quote the whole thing. But what the Pope said, his first line to the assembled was, "The Holy Land exists only in the mind," whatever that means. It means something to him that it's more of an intellectual concept than an act. That there's no Israel, in short. I mean, really, if it exists only in the mind, that means Israel exists only in the mind. It's not a hard analysis. Frankly, I don't know what else it could possibly mean. But he gives this argument that the Vatican will first mediate with the Jews, and the Jews will be, well, he doesn't say that this is their policy. He says this is the road to salvation. First, like I say, first paragraph, that will mediate with the Jews and then through Christ. Ultimately, again, it's not powerful analysis. It's on first reading that he's saying that, first of all, the Jews have got to come back to Jesus Christ, and then we'll get salvation. Look, what it comes down to is this opening mass for this two-week synod is obsessed with Israel and the Jews, but their point of view, and by the way, this is, I'm going to talk about this point of view, that Israel, the Holy Land, doesn't exist except in the mind. Those are the Pope's words. Later on, I'll tell you how to go and find this, but you have to look, from my point of view, at the representatives, because these, from Israel, because these people have been on stage producing a so-called accord with Israel. Now, first is Father David Jaeger. Have you ever heard the name?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I've been watching him since 1993, when Yossi Bellin approached Jaeger to come up with a Jerusalem Accord, which Shimon Peres proposed, and as nutty as it sounds, it doesn't matter, because it actually happened, and I've got very widespread proof. I've talked about this before, that Peres offered the Vatican hegemony over all the holy sites in Jerusalem. Jaeger was negotiating with Shimon Peres and Yossi Bellin for this agreement. I hear the music.
You hear the music? We'll be back in just a moment here with Ari Shemesh.
Starline Christian School, in operation since 1980 and state-licensed, is a well-rounded educational opportunity for your children. Family-centered with Bible time, structured, and social academic programs. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado. Close to Centennial Park, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and two blocks from Jackson Elementary. Transportation is also available to the following schools: University, Montfort, Meeker, Krista McCullough, AM Kindergarten, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and Frontier and Chapelo. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for children 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool, 8:30 to 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Full care child care before and after school programs. Call for more information, 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
The only way they know how. Well, our guest is Ari Shemesh, and we're talking really about these centers of power. And certainly, there are a few centers of power throughout the world. The Trilateral Commission is one of them. The Vatican is another. Our European, certainly the black nobility of Europe is headed by the a British crown, but most people don't understand that nothing is it appears to be. There are these centers of power, and they direct the course of the world. So, and they want to direct the course of what's going on in the Holy Land. So you pick up the story, Barry.
Well, Father David Jaeger is in charge of this synod. He's the organizer of this worldwide synod on the Middle East. Now, he was a Jew, and he converted to Catholicism, and with all that that involves, by the way, it does not mean he's a Jew at all. It means that he was born biologically a Jew, and it's just it's a major turncoat, big time. Now, he is in charge of the synod, but he was also the Vatican's chief negotiator with Shimon Peres and Yossi Bellin over this agreement where Israel gives up the old city in East Jerusalem to the Vatican. And again, as wacky as that sounds, that's one of the better proven of my arguments anywhere. If you knew where to look, you got the details of this agreement. Now, what it comes down to is Jaeger, while negotiating this Vatican agreement, went to Israel, and he had a little speech that he gave at the Haifa University, where he spelled out the Vatican's position. He said that the occupation of Jerusalem by Jordan, this was 48 to 67, was just as illegal as Israel's occupation is today, because, again, this Vatican concept that Jerusalem doesn't exist except in the mind. Now, I don't know how they got to... Look, they use diplomatic terms for what they want. They want to internationalize the city, which again means that the Jews lose their capital and the Vatican gets the core of Jerusalem, the holy places. All of this has been going on behind the scenes, well, for a long time, but Paris gave them their wish in 1993 when he invited the Vatican into the peace accords, the Oslo peace accords, with this agreement. And according to La Stampa, an Italian news magazine, Paris knew all about Paris's agreement, and the Vatican offered to give the PLO capital in their enclave in Jerusalem, and he agreed to it, and this was the Vatican accord that they just simply cannot get shoved down Israel's throats. And I think the Arabs are going to get a mighty big surprise when they show up in Barcelona if this is mentioned. If it's mentioned, well, the Arabs are going to get their capital in Jerusalem, all right, but they're also going to be overlorded by the Vatican. That, at least, is what they want. I didn't say the facts on the ground are going their way. In fact, the least cooperative group are the radical Islamicists of Israel and the West Bank and Gaza. They are fighting this tooth and nail. And again, you have that problem. You don't want to hope they're your bitter enemies and they would kill you for staring at them wrong. Nonetheless, they are actually fighting this European invasion of Israel. And it's kind of getting in their way. And look, let's just step back a second and try and see what this meeting really means. It means, first of all, that the Vatican are coming out of the closet. This stupid invitation for the Pope to be at Barcelona through this interfaith conference is just such a childish ruse. But, well, people don't notice. Nobody knows that this conference is coming up in Israel, and I've been on the phone all week asking people if they know. Now, what surprises me, well, look, there is Sarkozy is the co-chairman of the Mediterranean Union. Nicolas Sarkozy, of course, is the president of France. He invited Netanyahu and Abbas to come to Paris on October 20th to hammer out the details of the so-called peace accord coming up, as if Abbas is speaking for all the Palestinians, and Netanyahu at least was actually elected. Hamas has taken over the hearts and minds of the Palestinians. This guy is serving, and not because of an election, because he appointed himself president of the Palestinians. On the ground, it's meaningless. But they're going to cut a deal with this guy, and Sarkozy is going to hammer it out so that, again, the Mediterranean Union and conference in Barcelona a month later is going to be some sort of a success. Now, you got to go a little bit into the background of why Sarkozy is hammering out the details, and that means lots of threats. Neither side wants this, but you've got midterm elections going on in the States, and Obama cannot be seen to be picking on Israel right now. That's the last thing his party needs, is to lose more votes. So the Mediterranean Union is flogging Israel instead of the Council on Foreign Relations, but they're working hand in hand. Now, right now, because Obama can't move, Netanyahu is building an Abbas's is stalling even more than usual, and they're taking advantage of this little break. Because after the midterm elections, the kid gloves come off and America starts pounding. In the meantime, the Mediterranean Union is doing the job that Obama did September 2nd in Washington. He's bringing Netanyahu and Abbas together at the same table, and nobody in Israel that I've spoken to even knows this meeting is going to take place on October 20th.
October 20th?
October 20th.
Okay.
Now, let's go back to Father Jager. He's the organizer of this synod that's going on right now for the next 2 weeks in the Vatican. The subject is the Middle East. Jager made a statement that Jerusalem, in effect, is nobody's city. That's what he said at Haifa University, that get out of there, it's not yours. That was the message from the Vatican by Father Jager. Now, he is joined by the other representative, the so-called representative of the Israeli rabbinate, and this is Rabbi David Rosen. Now, without diving into the details, I think there have been three papal Jewish knights. The Pope has knighted three Jews, and, well, David Rosen is a papal knight. He was a rabbi in Belfast in a extremely Catholic nation. Was it Belfast or Dublin? It doesn't matter. His ties to the Catholics. Let's just say that he's working for the Catholics and not the Jews. Without diving into his background, the Israeli representative is a papal knight. The other Jew at the conference, Father David Jager, long ago converted to Catholicism, and you have got, these are representing the Israeli position. Look at what Israel is facing come November 20th. I mean, we're talking about the Inquisition is back. You've got Spain, you've got a Nazi pope, and none of this nonsense that he was a Hitler youth and they forced him into it as all young Germans, nonsense. He volunteered for the Wehrmacht. After he was a Hitler youth, he volunteered for the Nazi army. And it's like nobody seems to remember that this is the Pope, that Israel's future, literally, the pressure on Israel right now is at record highs. The Israeli people don't know about this. What can you say? What can you do if the people who are being tortured don't even know they're on the rack? The Israeli people are still blaming Arabs and Iranians, who are, of course, an immediate threat. But nonetheless, if the real diplomats, the real people in charge of this mess, change diplomacy, there are other alternatives to the two-state solution that doesn't work. It just causes more and more death and violence, and it's going to lead to a war. And this next war, Israel, unless it's got some sort of threat that's really legitimate against Hezbollah and Syria, and Hezbollah doesn't care, by the way, they'll let Beirut be wrecked. They could care less. Israel's facing over 100,000 missiles. Syria's now got scuds. That was found on Google Earth, of all things, and it came out that Syria's got all kinds of very accurate medium-range missiles. If Israel doesn't play ball, the next war is going to be possibly a loss.
Well, it certainly will be if God doesn't intervene. But
God doesn't intervene, God helps. He doesn't just walk in and stop things. If the people are willing to help themselves, he'll be there pushing them along. This is not a question of intervention right now. The main point is all this is going on, and there's more. We'll talk about the more very shortly. But look, Spain did something astounding this week. Truly astounding. Spain accepted the Palestinian office. The PLO have offices all over the world, but nobody gives them an ambassadorship because there's no nation. Spain turned the head of the PLO office in Madrid into an ambassador from the nation of Palestine. And, of course, King Juan Carlos was the one that conferred the honor on the Palestinian delegation that is now a nation. Now, this should have caused, well, it should have been noticed. And I looked everywhere. I saw one pro-Israel site mention this atrocity and how serious it is. All the rest, it's like it didn't happen in Israel. And I, again, I have this radio show that I do on Tuesday night. I had a very informed Israeli journalist on the line. She didn't know that Netanyahu and Abbas were meeting in Paris on October 20th. She never heard of it. She didn't know that Spain had accepted the PLO as a nation. She never heard of it. All she knows are Arabs. By the way, they're going crazy in Israel. There are ambushes and incidents nonstop right now. It's very, very close to another full-fledged intifada breaking out. It's that dangerous right now. She said, that's all we're thinking about. And I tried telling her. I said, the Arabs are pawns. The Jews are pawns, too. So your fighting is getting more deadly, and you'll need this peace conference to bring peace, or the fighting will continue to a war, and a war you may lose. I said, unless you understand who is pulling the strings, you can't fight the Arabs. It will go on forever and ever if that's the case. And I believe she took on the message very well. And, well, once they hear it, but, you know, she's all of my readers and her are the only Israelis that understand a little bit of the diplomatic game being played out right now. And Israel has never, ever faced such worldwide pressure as it will this November.
I'm sure that is true, and I think that things are moving towards a climactic situation over there. We'll be right back with Perry Shemesh.
Green Dirt Grains and Seeds would like to say that many area parents feel frightened or somewhat intimidated to talk openly with their children about drug abuse. Parents, remember that open communication with your children along with love and understanding can, in fact, be the most effective weapon in the war against drugs in our community. You are the most important person in your child's life. Teach them to say no to drugs. That important message proudly brought to you by Clean Dirt Grains and Seeds in Sterling. They are another local, concerned, and involved business working towards a better community for all. That's Clean Dirt Grains and Seeds. On the air because they care.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solutions for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, Shamish. And before we go on, Barry, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, and how they can get to your PayPal button and help support you as you bring information to the American people that they're certainly not going to get through the controlled channels. Go right ahead.
Sure. The books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You'll see a search engine. First thing you'll see, it says find, spell in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. You go, you find my books. Save Israel has a ton on the Vatican. The Compromised Land has a ton on the Vatican. All this background I'm giving didn't happen yesterday. I've been following this since 94. And it's in my books. My website, again, Chamish at the find box, is C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Chamish. And the website is BarryChamish.com. And it's got a PayPal button on it. And any contribution, boy, is it welcome. And if you so desire, I'll give you a nice little gift for doing so. And if you want to get my DVDs or invite me to speak, my number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. And let's summarize what's coming up. There's a couple of unrelated topics I want to speak about, but look, you've got a situation. Now, I don't know if this is a coincidence or not. I imagine it is not. The November 20th of 2010, when the world meets in Barcelona, and I mean, what a thing. Five Catholic countries and five Islamic countries. That's the Mediterranean Union. It's like Israel has a real good chance to get its point of view across this gathering. Let's put it this way. This conference is a setup, and Israel is going to be the punching bag. Now, it's on November 20th. That is precisely to the day, 35 years after Franco died in Spain and Prince Carlos, Juan Carlos, became King Juan Carlos, exactly 35 years to the date of this conference. I suspect that that is significant, all right? But again, it's hardly publicized. Now, you have to understand who Peres is. I discussed this, that it came out in Ma'ariv, second biggest newspaper in Israel, front page, that Peres is the most powerful president in Israel's history, and both Netanyahu and Barak have to sit with him before making any policy decisions. That part of the story is shocking enough. And it's getting around Israel that Peres was condemned in the Knesset yesterday for abusing the office of the presidency, but they don't know how much he abuses the office. And again, Rabin's 15th anniversary of his assassination is coming up, and Peres could be exposed if the truth were ever known about that. Nonetheless, of this article, there's one point that everyone missed. Once a week, Peres sits down with Yossi Beilin and someone else named Ron Pudak. I won't dive into that right now. Beilin, who supposedly left politics and is in the background somewhere. Beilin, the spy from Europe, who every year receives millions and millions of dollars to push something called the Geneva Accord, which is the same, by the way, as the Oslo Accord. It's a complete sellout of the Jewish nation. Complete. Peres sits down and discusses strategy weekly with Yossi Beilin, again, the negotiator of the Israel-Vatican Accord, with Father David Jager of the Vatican. And I know this is getting complicated. You really do have to get my books to understand the different figures. But nonetheless, the negotiators of the Israel-Vatican Accord are at it again. Peres, Beilin, David Rosen, again, the papal knight, is representing Israel at this synod taking place in the Vatican right now, organized by Father David Jager, who was Yossi Beilin's partner. It's the same gang I was writing about in 1994. Same gang, exactly. There's been no changes. And they are determined that Israel give up Jerusalem to the Vatican. And again, it's just too complicated. You know, people think that Jews are smart, and Israel is filled with smart people. In fact, Israel is filled with laborers and simpletons and peasants who could never, ever sort this out. You've got to go, your audience has got to be active people with some sophistication, and there just aren't enough of those in Israel.
Well, I think that it is so complicated, Barry, that most people can't understand. I think the Jewish people are brilliant. I've known many of them, and they're wonderful, wonderful people. But this is so devious. Everything is so devious. This is why the average person in America, the average Jewish person in America, really can't see how it all fits together.
You know, if they can't figure out, on September 2nd, while Netanyahu was sitting with Obama, Shimon Peres was sitting with the Pope in the Vatican at the same moment that Netanyahu and was negotiating with Abbas and Abdullah and Mubarak. Peres and the Pope were watching by Skype, and they were involved directly in negotiations. And what Peres told the Israeli people is that he was flying to the Vatican to ask the Pope to help free kidnapped soldiers, Gilad Shalit. The Hamas have held him probably dead now for a few years. But they believe this. They believed this stupid story. It tugged on the Israeli emotions that Peres is flying to the Vatican to free Gilad Shalit. They didn't realize what a stupid excuse that was. The Pope could care less about one soldier. What they missed the timing, that it was precisely when the Washington conference was going on. Peres was in the Vatican talking to the Pope, and it was not about Gilad Shalit, but somehow the Israeli people really do not put the simplest of equations together. They don't join any dots. Dot one goes straight to seven. They miss the other six dots. And it's very, very frustrating for the small minority of Jews who understand that this is not about Israel versus the Arabs or Israel versus Iran. This is Israel against the Catholic world, joining forces with the Islamic world to finally put an end to this pesky little country.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens, Barry. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Colorado Right to Life annual banquet will take place on Saturday, October 2nd at the Renaissance Hotel, located at 38th and Quebec in Denver, Colorado. Reception begins at 6 o'clock and dinner is at 7 o'clock p.m. Tickets are $75. Support the Colorado 2010 Personhood Amendment. For more information, call Colorado Right to Life at 303-753-9394.
Back to school time means our young people will be meeting new friends. Some of those friends may try to influence your kids to try drugs or alcohol. Let's remind young people that following the crowd can lead to trouble. And parents, let's not assume it always happens to some other family. Have a family discussion today. That's from the Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and her staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service committed to education and conservation, call today. 303-758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. And mention you heard this community announcement.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, and here at the American Freedom Network, our guest Barry Shamish, and Barry, the last segment here to wrap up today's program. But things are in store. I believe we're moving towards a climax of history as far as Israel, as far as the world is concerned. I do believe God has put the children of Israel in the land for a purpose at this time in history, after 2,000 years. Go right ahead.
Well, again, the purpose, as near as I can see, is headed towards a national disaster. So I'm not going to argue that point one way or another. I don't believe labor Zionists were God's idea. But neither here nor there, they are, in fact, in Israel, however they got there. And it's just, oh, my goodness, the pictures, the pressure is just increasing so profoundly these days. But again, it's in the background, and nobody knows that this is going on. And I mean nobody. That article I wrote a couple of days ago is unique in that somehow nobody is seeing what is actually taking place. And by the way, my references in that article are impeccable. Now, I just want to add one thing. As people get more desperate, it's not that they become more conspiratorial or are drawn more to me because they're terrified. They are believing in stuff that just is not real. And this week, people I respect a lot are telling me about Albert Pike and Mazzini, the Italian foreign minister or prime minister. It doesn't matter. Supposedly, Pike wrote a letter to Mazzini where he prophesies a third world war. Now, this is in the middle of the 19th century. He uses the word Zionists and Nazis, which were, nobody knew that there was going to be a Zionism or a Nazism to begin with. And then people say that that proves that everything is controlled by the long-term planning of these elitists. And I say, look, guys, the Mazzini-Pike letter doesn't exist. It was invented by one William Carr. He was a Canadian Air Force officer. He wrote a few books in the late 40s. And one, this little Pike Mazzini letter has been spread. Now, what Carr said is it exists at some museum in Philadelphia. I looked it up. There was never a museum by that name. And then it spread. It was at the British Museum and only on display for 3 days. And then they hid it. There was no such letter. Do your best. Find it. Find out where. Go on the internet and find out where it's located and get a picture of it. You're going to find out that this so-called Pike Mazzini letter is a hoax. And this hoax is just trapping people. The more desperate they become looking for explanations, they're looking in an absolute fantasy fraud. And I don't know if I can do much to stop this, but when I hear the words Third World War, I know what they're talking about. And it's simply a ruse. It's a hoax. And I don't know how to stop it, but at least know that.
Well, Barry, we've tried to track down the letter, and we haven't been able to track it down. One of my friends came very close. He was going to meet with a man who had the information from Albert Pike, partly from Carr, Commander Carr. He was a naval officer, but be that as Canadian naval officer. But the man died a couple of days before the meeting, and so we cannot document the letter, but I do believe World War III is imminent, whether the letter ever existed or not.
Well, don't base it on the letter.
I don't at all. I think that you're absolutely right. Nobody can find the letter.
Where it ever existed, ever. It never existed.
There has been information put out. There was a Catholic cardinal writing in about 1890 or so who told basically the same story, but he based this upon fraudulent information. So there has always been an effort to confuse people, but everything suggests that a war is coming. But you go right ahead.
Well, I could have prophesied that.
Right, of course.
That's an easy one. But again, the basics, if you read the letter, the so-called Pike letter talking about Zionism, where did he come up with that name? It didn't exist. And again, Nazism? Well, if you want to believe that the elites have the power half a century before these movements even had a kernel of existence because they knew what they were doing, that is a delusion. The whole letter was written in the 40s. And that is the obvious fact, and somehow people have just ignored it.
How much time do I have? But I think that people have to understand there's been an obvious effort down through the centuries to confuse us. And we have to be able to think independently of all this faulty information. You got about 1 minute to wrap up the program.
Oh, too bad. I was going to do a nice cover-up of the molestation and rapes of these pro-Palestinian women coming from Europe and how the organization has ordered them to cover it up or it'll hurt their cause, and it's now just leaking out. But I guess we won't do that story, but I think there's a lesson in cover-up in that story as well.
Well, I think there's so much disinformation out there, Barry, and I appreciate the fact that you're able to clarify many of these issues, and I agree with you on the Pike letter. It has never actually been found. And believe me, I've tried to find it myself. Anyway, we're out of time. Hopefully we'll have you again next week, and you can keep us abreast of what's going on, because I think we're moving into very difficult times for Israel, for America, for the world.
Bye, all.
God bless. Bye-bye. Well, our guest has been Barry Shamish. We hope you enjoy Barry's weekly analysis, and of course we try to have him on one of our programs every week and try to get him here on the American Freedom Network as often as we can. But we're moving into difficult times. They are intentionally destroying our economy. How do we know that? Why? Because the big banks aren't lending. They can borrow money at 0% from the Fed, And what are they doing with it? Are they letting it to get the economy working? Of course not, because they're all in. They tie into the Trilateral Commission, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Why can't we get our industry going? Because it's not moving overseas. Because we don't have tariffs. We are intensely rewarding people for moving their businesses offshore. We're going bad and hurt.
In Washington, out-of-control politicians pile up mountains of debt. They pass trillions in new spending, unprecedented government intervention in our economy. They're chipping away at your rights, chipping away at our freedom, and now they're chipping away at the Second Amendment. They're surrendering precious sovereignty to global organizations, like the United Nations, surrendering our freedom. But you can stop them right now. On November 2nd, vote Ken Buck for Senate. Ken Buck has the courage to defend our Second Amendment rights. Ken Buck will defend our freedom. That's why Ken Buck has been endorsed by the National Rifle Association. Vote freedom first. Vote for Ken Buck. The National Rifle Association Political Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Find us on the web at nrapvf.org. That's nrapvf.org.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, and we hope you enjoy our sessions with Barry. He's got a lot of great information, but certainly things are moving towards a climax, towards a war in the Near East, towards a war in the Middle East. It's only a matter of time, and so much of what you're seeing now in all these conferences is just political theater to give you the idea we're doing everything we can to avoid a war, just like it was before Pearl Harbor, when we had the negotiations with the Japanese, and we had the Japanese ambassadors in Washington, D.C., meeting with the people in the White House. It was all political theater. The decision was made. We were going to war. The president knew we were going to war. I have the pages from Secretary of War Stimson's diary, where he went to the White House on the 25th of November, and President Roosevelt said, they'll probably attack next Monday. The only question is, how will we get them to attack and fire the first shot? And so, and then the president goes on the radio immediately after Pearl Harbor, talks about the day of infamy. Who could have suspected the war was coming? It's all a lie, ladies and gentlemen. And when you study history, you know that. If you haven't seen my talk on Iraq, the untold story, and the syllabus with it, with all of the documentation, you need to get it. Japanese tried to surrender for 6 months. We wouldn't let them. They didn't have to drop the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. They didn't have to actually invade Iwo Jima the other major islands for the last 6 months. It was Okinawa. It was all unnecessary. And we have this for an article you'll get in the syllabus, an article out of the Chicago Tribune on the day they signed the peace treaty there on the Missouri peace treaty with the Japanese. And now the Chicago Tribune could reveal to the American people the Japanese have been trying for 6 months to surrender. We wouldn't let them. Nothing as it appears to be. You need to hear my talk on Iraq, the untold story, and get the syllabus that goes with it. You need the documentation. You need to know that the same things are going on today. Well, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, of course, you can't understand the spiritual forces behind what's going on both Sunni in the Near East and the Middle East and here in America today. And who really controls America? We actually have used copies of Barry Goldwater's book with no apologies. We're on 280, page 280. He will tell you the purpose of the Trilateral Commission is to take over the political government in the United States. They've done it. Nobody's going to tell you that. But between 1977 and 2008, every president and or vice president came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission. And Rush Limbaugh is not going to tell you that. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please go there and watch our DVDs and listen to our radio programs, read our newsletters, get the information, and then help us reach other people to understand the spiritual nature